Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. Today on the show, Jamie and I are going to be talking about something very interesting, which is writing, how to write an entire book using AI tools, why you might want to do this, what kinds of things you could do to make money from this. It's super interesting. I've recently been playing around with this a lot, and I wrote this week a whole book. It took me around 3 days roughly, and I still got to like edit it and do some like work on it. But I used ChatGPT for the whole thing, and it just blew my mind because I realized there's so many opportunities here. Jamie, off the top of your head, what do you think the main value to using, like doing something like this, but like writing a book? What's the value in having a book?
Yeah, well, I'm curious to hear about yours and what the subject matter is. But if you have an audience or a customer you're trying to reach, there's a lot of different use cases. You could, one, sell the book if the information is helpful enough. Two, you could give it away as a free product, kind of as like an intro to your funnel if you're trying to sell something more expensive. Really just giving value to people, to your customer base, essentially. So that's where my mind goes anyways with what I do. But how about you?
Yeah. So, okay, I'll give you a rundown on what my like purpose and idea behind this is, and mine might be unique. I think for anyone that's doing side hustles, number one, yeah, you can sell this thing, make money. I think because AI knows everything about everything, like making guides or courses that you host on Amazon, you could essentially use the same strategy to make like 10 or 100 books all about different things and publish them in a bunch of different niches, how-to guides, strategy guides. The people are like, they're on Amazon and now these things are ranking and showing up and people are buying them. So I think there's like a really interesting opportunity if someone wanted to scale this concept. For myself, I'm not focusing on scale. I'm actually just going to, and like, by the way, Jillian, my wife, she has created like a whole bunch of children's books using some similar strategies, but hers are more picture intensive. Mine's more like content and text. But yeah, she's made a bunch of books, published them on Amazon, and she sells them and makes money from them. So there's that side of it. But this is more specifically what I'm doing is to essentially like have my podcast and to create like thought leadership and to be like kind of my personal brand. I want to create a book about some of my ideas and concepts. My book specifically is about AI and how I believe that AI is going to automate all jobs or a large majority of jobs in the future. Why that it's not necessarily a bad thing and the shifts that I think will happen. And the main premise is that like I believe people will stop being in charge of doing like a task as much and be more put in charge of focusing on like an entire automation, an entire workflow, managing the AIs that are running tasks. And so mine's more directed towards like business leaders and professionals that are making these shifts and seeing these shifts in business. It's kind of who I address on my AI chat podcast. And so, yeah, it's a book about a lot of those concepts. Now, how I got this thing done. First off, I'm going to say I'm going to make money off of this whole process in the future, but I'm going to give it away to everyone listening for free. So you're all welcome. But so everyone knows I have a platform called AI Box. It's a no code AI app builder and marketplace. I'll create an app on my marketplace that is like a book writing app. You go on there, you answer a bunch of questions, and then it's going to generate an entire book for you. So it's going to be really cool. But I'm going to walk you through like the steps on how I actually am going to do this. So the first thing that I did in generating this book is to find like a tone or a style that I like. I'm sure, Jamie, you've seen if you ask ChatGPT to write something, it's got like a very robot-y kind of ChatGPT basic. Have you ever tried to like get around making it sound less?
No, robot-y? Not really. I mean, we've tried, we've generated eBooks and stuff, but those are kind of, you know, a lot of times very informational, and, you know, we weren't trying to get it to sound like in our style, how we would talk or anything. It was more just presenting information in an organized way. So I haven't messed around with that. No, that's interesting though.
Okay. So the first thing is you want to nail the tone. And here's my two strategies, my like prompting strategies for nailing the tone. you can either say act like a specific person or like write it like your, and then just pick your favorite author in your niche. Now, I know a lot of people think that's like controversial because they're like, oh, you're like stealing their like, I don't know, their like essence or their tone. It's especially controversial in art when you're like, you know, create a picture like Vincent Van Gogh and then you try to sell it and they're like, you need to give Vincent Van Gogh like royalties, right? So there's that whole thing. And I think that translates over to if you're like, you know, make it sound like Gary Vaynerchuk or whatever, right? So yep. People could get mad. But what you can do that I think is pretty defensible in this strategy, which I've done for myself personally, is you can get like a blurb of writing from whatever your favorite author is, or like what I do is just myself. Like I get a blurb of writing from like some blog posts I've done in the past, post it in there. And I'm like, based off this blurb of writing, like give me like a prompt I can use to duplicate the style and tone. And it's like, okay, it's like in semi-casual, like, and it has all the words. And so anyways, then I can use that to get it to generate it the right way. So that's the first component.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. So that's the first component and the first prompting strategy. The second one is when you're actually writing a book, you want to say like, okay, you need to come up with your concept for your book. I mean, I guess you could ask it to generate one, but if you want it to be like for me, I'm not going to just get ChatGPT to just generate a concept. So I'm going to try to give it essentially what my theory is, which I told you guys all my thesis at the beginning. So I pretty much just voice to text. My favorite thing is if you have the app, just voice to texting it. I personally am better at just like getting my thoughts on paper, and it doesn't have to be perfect or punctuation good or anything. You just give it your voice to text and be like, hey, I'm writing a book about, and then just like word vomit everything that you want your book to be about on the page. And then say, this is my prompt that I said, I'd like you to write a best-selling book in the style of myself, you know, whatever my like style thing I have. I'll give you all the information about the book, and I'd like you to ask me any questions you need in order to get started writing the book. Your job is to be an expert ghostwriter in, you know, the style of this specific writer. And so I gave it a writer that I wanted them to structure the book off of. Okay, this was the greatest thing I ever did because asking ChatGPT to be the ghostwriter and to ask you questions that you need, I'll give you the questions it gave me. It was like, number one, your audience and purpose. Who do you envision as the primary audience of your book? And what do you want them to take away from it? And then I like just like tell them. So, but like all of a sudden I'm giving it all, like I don't have to know how to write this book. I just tell ChatGPT, like you ask me the questions I need to like be answering. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's interesting. So, anyway, I've never thought about that before. Wow.
Yeah. So, okay. So I'll give you all the questions it asked me really quick. But it asked me like audience and purpose, structure and flow. Do you prefer thematic approach or more of a narrative style? And then it's like case studies and examples. Are there going to be specific industries or companies and case studies you want in there? Do you want personal stories? And I was like, yes, I want personal stories for all of this stuff. It's like, do you want historical analogies? It asked about like my insights and opinions, like how much of that I wanted in there, what chapters, how I was going to weave that together. Theoretical and practical, like how much of this is just gonna be theory and how much of this is like an exact, like how to do a tactic. And then some future predictions, what my future predictions are, personal narratives, if I was going to include a bunch of personal narratives and anecdotes to make it more relatable and engaging. So anyways, I go and answer all of these questions and then it's like, okay, perfect. And I essentially just then go get it to walk me through like the whole structure of the whole book. And then I'm like, okay, so then it gives me an outline of the entire thing. It's like chapter one, we're going to talk about blah, 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 chapter two, chapter three. And it goes through and structures the whole book according to all the answers I gave it and my thesis. And then it's like, okay, so for, the first chapter, you need a personal story that illustrates this and this. Is there anything in your life that could like talk about this? And I'm like, yeah, there is. And then I like, blah, 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 this one time, wow, this thing happened. And I just like, again, text to speech, word vomit it into ChatGPT in a not nice way. And it's like, okay, perfect. Writes out the whole like story in like a nice structured good way, copying the style and the tone.
That's amazing. Wow.
So this is my there's a lot more that's going to go into this. I pretty much go and take every, so I say it gave me a 10 chapter outline and I calculated how many words you need, like 60,000 words for like a business book. So I'm like, okay, so if I have 10 chapters, I need like 5 sections each that are like 1,000 words, and it's 50 to 60,000 words for the whole book or whatever. So I got it to give me that kind of outline. And then what I've noticed with ChatGPT, and this is just a pro tip for everyone, is if you get it to write you an article or anything, it pretty much caps out at like 1,000 words. It doesn't like to do more. Even if you tell it, give me a 3,000 word thing about X, Y, and Z, it won't do it. So you can't just give it like a whole chapter, like outline, and get it to write the whole thing. What I do is I break each chapter into 5 pieces, and then I say, okay, I'm writing a book. Here's the full outline of the book. This is the tone I want you to write it in. You're writing chapter 3, section 2 that's about this. Go. And if it has all the context of what the whole book's about, it's able to like tie it all together. It knows what my tone is. It knows what my theory of the book is. And then it knows what piece it's doing, and it will write the 1,000 words. And so I was able to do that and get it to write the entire book, like one chunk at a time. And I just put it together in a giant thing. And I'm going to like do a bunch of editing and changing and throwing more stories and more things in there. This is crazy. And I think this is how literally anyone could write a book, and it's structured super well.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the one thing about ChatGPT that people don't realize, at least the average person like me, is that it's a lot more powerful than you even can imagine or think. Like, you can train it to do things rather than just giving it commands. It can get the information it needs from you as well. That's like, that's so cool. And, you know, every time I've written an ebook on ChatGPT, it's kind of sounded a little bit robotic, you know, because it's basically just drawing whatever information it can from the internet to write the information. So yeah, giving it your own style, that's going to make it, I feel like, that much more valuable and interesting to people. So yeah,
100%. And one thing that I did that I think is a really good strategy if you're trying to get it to like copy your tone and your style, what I did is I just chose like some random topic I wanted to talk about, and I voice to texted it on my phone, a voice to speech or whatever. And so it wrote out like, let's say, like 2 or 3 paragraphs of me like talking how I talk. And then what I did is I put it to ChatGPT, and I didn't say fix the like grammar, because I wanted it to kind of talk how I talk. I just said like, add punctuation to this, like try to change as few words as possible, but add the punctuation. Then it was able to do that. And I think adding the punctuation is important, because then like it knows what you're doing. So it kind of like fixes a little bit of the grammar, fixes the punctuation, but then I can say, okay, this is like my style. Now copy the style when you write whatever. And then it sounds way less robotic. So that was my strategy. But I know you've done like ebooks before. So tell us a little bit about what that looked like and how you did those.
Yeah. So again, I did a lot more basic of a version of that, but I would basically have it, you know, outline the whole book first and then go chapter by chapter. And then I'd have to go back and kind of, you know, add my own style to it. So it did still take me some time. And at least it was one thing I still appreciated about how it outlined it is that it made a lot of sense, more so than in my own head. It laid out the information perfectly. So it was still helpful in that way, but to learn some of these strategies to take it, you know, a step further, I think is really helpful. So next time I write a book, I will use those strategies.
Hit me up. I'll give you the prompts. I thought this was really exciting. I wanted to share this with you guys as a little valuable nugget that I'm going to turn this into a piece of software and sell this and make money from it in the future. But you guys now have the blueprint. If you ever want it, you know how to do it for free. I mean, of course, I'll add extra fancy little gizmos and gadgets to make this thing awesome. One thing that I think is really cool, this is a final little bonus pro tip. Of course, this is cool for text, but what can you do to make this like more engaging? Okay, ChatGPT now has DALL-E 3 embedded into it, an image generator. A lot of business books I read have like little diagrams, little pictures like inside of them. So what I'm going to do with this, I haven't even done this yet, is I'll come up with a prompt, a craft specific prompt that's like, you know, in a black and white diagram style, create a diagram that would fit this, something that like is in this paragraph or a teaching from this chapter, and get it to create like little diagrams and embed those all into the book. I'll also include that into my software. But all I'm saying is you can make these incredibly sophisticated and make an incredible book and make it in your own style and tone. All of the disconnects and problems I think a lot of people would have with like, I'm not going to get ChatGPT to write me a book. Like, that's a scam. It's not my own voice, or it's not my own what. Like, you can, all of those problems, you can overcome and get it to do exactly what you want. Your you know, your theory in your style and your tone with images. Like, you can make these things amazing. So really high quality books. I'm excited to get mine launched. I'll let you guys all know when we get it out.
Well, and then you could take your go to 11 Labs, have it copy your own voice, and have an audiobook read, the whole book read by you as well, and do audiobook form too. So maybe you should add that in your software as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we'll actually, I have some, that's like a whole nother can of worms, but I've also discovered some amazing stuff there. So we'll record another podcast about this soon, specifically the 11 Labs aspect, because there's some really cool new functionalities there. But yeah, anyways, thank you so much to everyone for tuning into the AI Hustle podcast today. Learning how to create an entire book using AI. There's so many applications for this. So I hope this was useful and interesting to you. And if nothing else, I hope the way I explained, you know, whether you're writing a book or not, the way I explained the prompting structure, this applies to everything where you ask it to ask you questions so that you can be an expert on anything you're working on. So it's been a lot of fun. Make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcast if you enjoyed this episode. And I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your day.